Klimble, the role of health-related claims and symbols in consumer behaviour. Health claims and symbols are aids intended to guide consumers and help them make healthier food choices. However, their actual impact on food purchasing and consumption behaviour is not very clear. Klimble aims to understand better the actual effect of such health information and to provide guidelines for the more effective use of health claims and symbols on foods in conveying the healthy message, taking into account consumers' perspective. The principal coordinator of Klimble, Dr. Sophie Heeker, presents the goal of the project and the key people involved in it, both the consortium members and the stakeholders. She also explains why this project is important to all of us and how its outcomes will be relevant to experts in the field. Dr. Heeker, can you tell us about yourself and your role within the project?
I'm the head of consumer insights at UFIC, the European Food Information Council, and I'm representing UFIC as the coordinator of this EU-funded project, which means that I'm the principal coordinator of Klimble. Klimble has received funding from the European Union's 7th Framework Programme for Research, Technological Development and Demonstration. UFIC is responsible for the overall management of the project as well as the dissemination of results throughout the project, but we are also involved in research activities.
What's the aim of the project?
Klimble aims at better understanding the role of health claims and symbols in consumer behaviour. More specifically, this means how do consumers interpret health claims and symbols? What meaning do they attach to these statements, and how can this possibly influence buying decisions and also consumption behavior? In addition to this, we study the role of context factors in this regard. We include individual differences of consumers in their needs and wants, but also country differences in the history of how these countries have used claims and symbols on food products.
Can you please introduce the project, the work areas and the goals?
We have started working on Klimble September 1st, 2012. This is a four-year project, and as such, we will end in 2016. We have five main work areas in which we will undertake research. The first one is called product supply. Here we look at the history of claims and symbols, what is currently available on the markets, and how products carrying claims and symbols look like, what their product information looks like in their packaging. The second work area is called consumer needs and wants, and here we study consumer interpretation of health information, how they form their beliefs about health information, etc. In the third work area, in the methodological toolbox, we will design and validate methods for measuring the effects of health claims and symbols on consumer behavior. Before we then move on to the fourth work area, the investigation of effects. And here we will undertake extensive testing of consumer understanding of health claims and symbols, as well as any effects they have on purchase and consumption across Europe. Last but not least, in our fifth work area, the public policy implications, we will derive implications for policymakers. We will give recommendations on how to design effective social media campaigns, but also offline campaigns. And we will produce other educational material based on the work and the outcomes of our previous work areas. All of this is supported by, of course, management and dissemination activities. And for these, you can check out our website klimble.eu, where we post any kind of material and updates on the project and its results.
Who are the key people in the project and what are their roles?
Our consortium consists of renowned research and communication experts across Europe. Now, our partners have a variety of expertise in areas such as marketing, consumer behavior, econometrics and social psychology, but also nutrition and health research. This includes, for instance, the universities of Oxford, Surrey, Wageningen, Ghent, Aarhus, Copenhagen, Saarland, Budapest and Ljubljana. We also have communication experts on board, such as ourselves, UFIC, but also Skutlan Partners, who are the agency that supports the Choices program. National organizations such as the Agri-Food Research and Technology Center of Aragon in Spain and the Swedish National Food Agency are also on board. They further help us in designing effective research based on their expertise, for instance, in creating and introducing the Nordic keyhole as a health symbol in Sweden, Norway, and Denmark. Last but not least, Globus, a German-based retailer, will enable us to test the effects of health claims and symbols in stores.
Who are the stakeholders and how are you engaging them in the project? How do they benefit from participating?
Our stakeholders are threefold and consist of national authorities involved in regulating food labeling, the food industry, manufacturers and ingredient suppliers who use health claims and symbols on their products, but also consumer associations who provide support and guidance on these topics to the consumers that they represent. We engage with a number of European and national organizations through our Stakeholder Advisory Board, which convenes annually. There, on these meetings, we discuss our research and ask for input on upcoming studies. We find this very helpful as these stakeholders have great expertise in this field, but they also come from different backgrounds. They help us viewing issues from different angles and taking all necessary aspects into account when we design our studies. By consulting on important aspects, we believe that our stakeholders help us in shaping the research undertaken in this project and ensuring relevance and topicality of the studies carried out in Climble.
Who are the project outcomes relevant for?
This project is really relevant to all of us as we are all consumers and affected by the health-related information we find ourselves surrounded by on a daily basis. For instance, when we go to the supermarket and shop food and drink products. Better understanding of the underlying mechanisms will help us to design meaningful information, but also develop effective communication strategies and support in monitoring the impact on consumer behavior and their health status.
Climble, the role of health-related claims and symbols in consumer behavior.